there's a great mystery in that's forging right now, the mystery of true answered prayer from heaven. And I'm talking about effective prayer. I'm talking about prayer that's beyond your capacities, way beyond your capacities, the kind of prayer that moves the mountains. So in this mystery that's forging, we spoke about the role of the Holy Spirit on Thursday. It's all in John 14, 15, 16, and 17. We talked about his role. We talked about the position of prayer, true prayer, answered prayer. There's a lot of different types of prayer. We're talking about answered prayer for you, for everything that pertains to your calling, family, generations, individual. I'm convinced we'd be a lot more involved in prayer if we would see consistent answered prayer. It would elevate our operation with the Father. Jesus said, your joy would be made full. Amen. Glory be to God. But there's a few things we've got to learn about prayer. First of all, he spoke about the position of prayer. The first thing he did when he talked about the Lord's Prayer, he said, ask. And we talked about this Sunday. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more should the Father? He didn't say give good gifts. That's not the first prayer he's going to answer. The first prayer he's going to answer is he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. Because you're going to need him. You're going to need the Holy Spirit. And throughout this whole process, you're not going to get consistent answered prayer without him. You'll get answered prayer, but not consistent big stuff that God's wanting to unlock in this last days. He's going to unlock a generation of saints and sons and daughters that know their God. They will do exploits and they will receive answered prayer even in the most backward circumstances. It's not going to affect them. We serve another kingdom. And God's teaching us in this hour how to operate in this kingdom. Amen. This is very key because the Lord keyed in on this. Just look at John 16. He says, these things I've spoken to you in Proverbs, but in that day, I'm no longer going to speak in Proverbs. I'm going to openly reveal to you the Father. He was talking about the day. He had already said this several times. The day that you come to where I am in the Father, the day I send you my Holy Spirit, the day the Holy Spirit brings you to where I am, and the day that I reveal to you the Father, I'm living in that day right now, and it's a phenomenal. It's changed everything. It's changing and continuing to change everything. It's just amazing how full and how much love he has for us and how much he wants us to be with him. And when you get to where he is, there is a major difference. I don't know how to say it. I'll say it 1,000 times. There is a difference between God loving you here and you being with him where he is. It is a fullness there that's unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. Anyway, in that day, he says, I'll show you the Father. He says, then you will ask. John 16, at that day you'll ask in my name. He'd been talking about asking in his name in chapter 14, 15, and 16. Tonight we're going to talk about that particular part of what it means to ask in the name of Jesus. It does involve just saying, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, but it involves a whole lot more than that when you're talking about true kingdom transfer. You must understand what he means. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. Your joy will may be full. So we're going to get into that part. The first thing you want to know, and even discuss this in the Lord's Prayer, when he began to pray, we talked about the position already, so I'm not going to get into that. He said, after this, when you pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's love first. I'm going to tell you this. The reason why we don't get a lot of answered prayer is because we haven't come into the love of the Father fully. When the Lord introduces you to the Father where he is, the first things the Father's going to do is going to unleash a river of his love through you. And he's going to start cleaning your house out. And I'm not talking about just sin. He's going to clean out all the stuff that separates you from him. Everything unimaginable, things you know and things you don't know. He's going to restructure you. He's going to become Father to you. And he's going to so love you that confidence is going to build in you. That's the first thing you're going to receive from him is his love. It's going to be very hard to receive. And as you listen to me over the next 2 or 3 services, it's going to be very hard to receive consistent answered prayer from our inheritance that's in Christ without being consistently loved of the Father. Because it is the Father. It's that same channel that love flows through. It's the same channel prayers flowing through. People get the idea, I'm going to pray and God's just going to manifest it out there. He's not. He's going to manifest it in you. When you pray, it's going to come into you first. It's going to transfer into you. That's why you got to be loved. That's why you got to get in the presence of love, because he's got to open that reception up. And without that reception, you're not going to be able to receive what he wants to give you. Notice what he says, verse 10, Matthew 6, thy kingdom come, thy will. Now here's prayer. Thy kingdom, the whole issue of prayer, this aspect of prayer is moving the kingdom of God from heaven to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Listen, the first thing about prayer you need to understand is the will of the Father has been 100% accomplished. The righteous in the faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who's going to go get up into heaven and bring him back down? Who's going to ascend in the deep and bring him back up? It's not going to do that. What he did was enough. Say it's enough. You must know that before you get started. It doesn't feel like it's enough, because sometimes you think you pray and you're not getting answers. A lot of times we're not getting answers because we don't understand how he does this. But after, when you stay with me over the next two or three services, you're going to understand how he does this. Amen. Glory. You understand why you got to move into the love of the Father. It's going to be very hard to receive the fullness of what he wants you to receive if you can't receive his love. It's not about receiving his love. Everybody responds to his love when he loves us. But when you consistently bring your spirit before the Father on a daily basis, he will clean the house and prepare the way for the kingdom to flow through you. In prayer, the kingdom's going to come through you first. It's the Father's good pleasure, say good pleasure, to give you the kingdom. And it's done. Say it's done. So where is it done? Where is the kingdom coming from? Well, the kingdom's coming from the kingdom. The kingdom's coming from a very specific place. And it's been designed like this for a very specific reason. Amen? Now, to understand what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, because Jesus said this, he goes, you'll pray in my name. He said it in chapter 14. He said it again in chapter 16. You'll have to pray in my name. He goes, I'm going to bring you before the Father, and you're going to pray in my name. Say, pray in my name. And so before they do that, we're going to need the Holy Spirit, because notice what he said about the Holy Spirit in John 16. He said, he will glorify me. That is his mission. John 16, verse 14. For he will receive of mine, and he will show it to you. Declare, disclose that he will show it to you. Say, show. Then he goes, all things, say all things. All is pretty much all. This is very important you understand. He says, all things that the Father has is mine. All of it. So it says the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom is the Lord's. He's given it to the Lord. It's all in the Lord. It's all in his name. Say all things. Now, you know, I didn't know all this, but when we started dwelling in the right hand of God, the Holy Spirit began to reveal what's in that name. We wrote a constitution about what's all up in his name. We're going to go through a few things of what's in his name so we understand. When you pray in the name, it's not just saying, Father, I ask you for this in the name of Jesus. Now, when you're operating, understand this, when you're operating in your calling here, or you're operating as a son or a daughter of God and you're dealing with a demonic situation, you say in the name of Jesus, because you're talking about the authority in that name. But when you're praying to the Father where he is, it's not just saying, Father, in Jesus' name. You're actually petitioning the Father for what's in his name. You're petitioning the Father what's in the name of Jesus. So you have to know what's in the name. You have to know the will's been done. The will of the Father's been accomplished in the name. He put it all in there. He had to do that because Jesus was the last Adam. All authority was given to the first. The last Adam restored it all, every bit of it, and it was placed in his name. In a heavenly trust account called the name of Jesus. And he put it there for a reason. And listen, everything that's in the name of Jesus, this is hugely, huge. is 100% spiritual right now. So when you're praying, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, that 100% spiritual inheritance must be converted. Now, I'm not going to talk to you about the conversion process tonight, but I will start talking about the conversion process on Sunday. Tonight, we're just going to discover what's in the name. Now, because I'm sharing all this, don't go asking for every single thing. You're going to have to be led of the Holy Ghost. He might start you with just one aspect of it. And as you go, you're going to learn more and more and more and more how to receive from what's in the name of Jesus. Your full inheritance, the body of Christ's full inheritance, is in the name. Amen? Every one of those outer perimeter inheritances is in the name. Amen? I'll tell you everything Christ substituted himself for in your stead. Everything he substituted himself, he received from the Father for you. He substituted himself. Surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our disease. And then he was raised up, and all power in heaven and earth was given to him from the Father. He holds everything you'll ever need. All this talk about healthcare this and healthcare that, I'm telling, Jesus has got a healthcare plan. And that's not just a religious statement. He's got a healthcare plan for us. He's got a plan for us to provide for us. Even if the economy tanks, it's not going to have to tank for you. We don't dwell in this world's economy. We dwell in God's economy. And God's going to make that shift. To do that, we're going to have to learn how to receive from his name. So let's see the first thing he said in Hebrews 1. God at sundry times, divers manners, spake in times past by the fathers, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, say his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, in whom he made the worlds. The Holy Spirit has multiple functions in answered prayer, and Jesus has multiple functions. Right now, we're talking about the function when in his ascension to the Father, what he received. He became the single appointed heir of all things. The Father's will was completely 100% accomplished in Christ. The salvation of the nations were accomplished in Christ. Well, we got to go get them. Yes, but he's already received them by inheritance. Psalms 2, look at that third verse there. I've set my king, say my king, on the holy hill of Zion, page 2, that third verse. I will declare the decree of the Lord said to me, thou art my son. It's the same thing that Hebrews saying, this day I've begotten thee. Look with this. He's already been positioned in the right hand of God. He's already become the appointed heir. I've set my king in Zion. He's talking about the Lord. Paul confirms this, by the way, in Acts chapter 13, that scripture was speaking of the resurrection of Christ. He says, ask of me now, son. This was a Christ in his ascension in the right of the Father. He says, ask of me the nations. Is thine inheritance the uttermost parts of the earth? They're yours. Christ, they're in your name. I give you the world. I give you the nations. How do you think and why do you think when the gates were opened in the book of Acts, they could 5,000 people could get born again on the first sermon with nobody advertising? The Holy Ghost got unleashed to inherit what Christ already inherited. He got unleashed to go get them. That's the kind of power we're going to get when we pray. We're going to learn to receive from that inheritance so the Holy Spirit can get turned loose. The uttermost parts of the earth. Now look at Daniel. I skipped Daniel, but Daniel's the most powerful. Wow, this one's powerful. I remember when the Lord first showed this to me, I had a Daniel 7:13. I saw in night visions. Daniel saw all this before it happened. One like the Son of Man that came in the clouds of heaven. And he came before the Ancient of Days. This was Christ coming before the Father, coming before the Ancient of Days. And they brought him before him. There was given him a dominion and a glory and a kingdom. And all people, nations, language should serve him. And dominion was an everlasting. He inherited all this in his ascension to the Father. Positionally inherited. You see that? All of that operation is in the name of Jesus. It's in His name. It's all there. It's in the form of a spiritual operations, a spiritual inheritance that's all been entrusted to His name. And when we learn how to unlock what's there and bring it down into the earth, when we learn how kingdom comes, I'm going to tell you this, kingdom come does not bypass you. This is what we Father, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come. We rock, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom. And we rock some more, thy kingdom come. And we're thinking one day it's going to fall. It's not going to it's going to come through. Kingdom come, it's going to have to transfer to you first. That's why you got to get to the love of the Father, where love comes first, where He opens the channels, He opens the gates, so you can receive from Him. What the Bible says, they that receive the abundance of grace will reign in this life. They that receive God who spared not His only Son, how shall He not with Him freely give you all things? He's heir. There's been given Him a kingdom. He's King. Isn't that glorious? I love this one. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God has also exalted Him and what? Given Him a name. Say a name that's above every name. All power in heaven and earth, the Bible says, is given unto Him. All that the Father has is mine. Now, before I go any further, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Look at that. See that? All spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I've been knowing that for 30 years. How many of you been knowing that for 20 years, 30 years? It's still there. We're still confessing it. Why did God the Father put all of this there? For safety. For security. When He restored it, God had a dilemma. God is genius, by the way. How many of you know God's genius? When He restored it in His Son and made it in the appointed heir, He couldn't restore it and leave it in the earth because the devil still has a legal lease. And he's still operating, and he's a thief, and he steals, kills, and he'll steal everything from you if you don't watch it. And so, especially knowing it takes time to grow up into some of these things, God ingeniously restored the full inheritance, all that the Father has, all spiritual blessings, all that you can see and can't see, and He put all of it in a heavenly trust under and in the name of Jesus. Far above principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, they cannot go there and they cannot steal it. It don't matter even if you are falling apart down here, but your inheritance is still intact. Is that good news or what? Even when somebody is stealing from you, and trust me, if you walk in this earth, somebody's going to do you wrong at some point in time. It's going to happen. There's a devil loose. He hates you. He doesn't need a reason. It doesn't matter how you act. It doesn't matter where you are, what's going on in your life. You still have an inheritance given to you from above, far above the principalities, and it's eternal, and it will never run dry. And it's always reserved where no thief can approach. It's yours. Now put your hand on your heart and say, it's mine. What the Holy Ghost is teaching us how to go get it. One of the things you need to know about the inheritance of God and all that's there, inheritance for your calling, inheritance for your generations, inheritance for you. One thing you got to know about this is you can't work for it. It's freely given. Now that's hard, and so is the Father's love. Why do you think you go to the rest before you go to the Father's love? Because if you got issues with works, you're going to bring performance issues into the Father. You're going to bring works issues in there, and the Father does not accept that. The rest is where all that's dealt with. You enter in His rest, you cease from all performance issues. You cease from all works. That's why you got to get in the rest first, and the rest launches you to the Father. And then when the Father starts loving you and He moves all that, then you can start, and when you can freely receive His love, you can start freely receiving the inheritance that's in the name of Jesus. But it's there. God put it there. And because He put it there, He redesigned the way we pray as New Testament saints. Because He put it there, the Bible says we've been given access into this grace wherein we stand. Amen? Because He put it in heavenly places. Now, when someone first gets born again, and even they've been born again for 20 years and they haven't learned anything, when you start talking about heavenly places, they check out on you because they're like, you know, because they're all earthly. Listen, the whole kingdom of God is not earthly. It's heavenly. And there's a way to move in spiritual dimensions without getting weird. And be able to freely access things and learn the way God designed this to work. Amen? It's perfect in wisdom. Because He put it there. Even when I'm stumbling, that never stumbles. It's still there. Even if I've gone through a season and the enemy just plowed my field, it's still there. I am on a mission to access it. Even if you tried to pull me aside, it's not possible right now. I am locked in. I'm going to get it. Glory to God. You're going to get it. We're going to open it wide open. No telling what God's going to do. Because all that's there, this generation, the glories of the right hand of God are going to get downloaded into this generation. Salvation. Healing, creative miracles, power. Worthy is the Lamb. Here's 7 inheritances for you. To receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. All that's yours. The Bible says all things are yours. That's what He was talking about. Because you're fighting over the communion table. You're fighting with one another. One says, I'm Apollos. One says, I'm a Paul. One says, I'm a Peter. And Paul comes in and he goes, listen, why are you fighting over us? Who you belong to? All things are yours. You have everything given to you from above. Stop fighting over men. Your inheritance is from above. I bless you with all spiritual blessings. And that's spiritual blessings. Well, what other kind could they be? There are not natural things walking around in heaven. Here's a revelation for you. Everything in heaven is spiritual. Everything. It couldn't be another way. He could have said, I bless you with all blessings in the earth. And if he did, the enemy would start stealing it from day one. He has a legal lease to do that here. He has rights here, and God has rights too. God, as soon as he made the covenant with Abraham, God reasserted his rights to operate in the earth. When Christ came, he reasserted his rights for all the sons and daughters to operate in the earth. We have two opposing factors, but the kingdom must come in. Amen. It's 100% spiritual. Yes, it's spiritual blessed, but all of that gets converted. There is this beautiful, glorious conversion process. You're going to be a part of that conversion process. Without you, it won't get converted. Do not think the Father's going to drop all that down here. If he was, he would have already done that. He would have done that when you've been out of here. Well, he fell on Paul. He can fall on whoever he wants to. He fell on Paul because they took the bloody garments from Stephen and Paul stuck them in his satchel. Wrong thing to do when you're persecuting the church to stick the blood of innocent Stephen next to your body. And they started, and the blood of Stephen started crying out. Just like Abel's, and on the way to his next place to persecute the church, wham, God falls on him. Stephen made that intercession, which means all of Paul's fruit goes on Stephen's account. Wow. All of Paul's fruit, Stephen gets all of it on his account. Yeah. Pretty good, huh? Philippians 4:19. My God, this is amplified, will liberally, say liberally. God, where is that God? Where my God will liberally supply all your every need. Say your every need. Anybody got any need in here? Be nice to start with needs. It's hard. Don't graduate to your wants until your needs get met. According, say according, to his riches and glory. He always adds this hashtag in Christ. See that? My God shall supply all your need according to riches and glory in Christ. I bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's not just floating around heavenly places out there. Ooh, floating on the clouds. Floating around. Go up there and grab it. It's all centrally located in the name of Jesus. When you pray in that name, you're praying for what's in that name. When you're operating in the name of the earth, you just say in the name of Jesus. When you're praying to the Father, you ask for what's in that name. You gotta know what's in that name. To ask for what's in that name. All of your needs, past, present, and future, are already been met in his name. My God will supply it according to his riches and glory. That means if he's supplying a natural need from a spiritual dimension, there must be a conversion. Somehow that inheritance, it's in a spiritual state, must convert here. How does that convert? Does the scripture talk about that conversion? Is there wisdom for that conversion? Can we understand that conversion? Are we a part of that conversion? Is the Holy Ghost a part of it? Is Jesus a part of it? Is the Father a part of that conversion? What's going on here? Because John 14 said, Jesus said, if you ask in my name, I will do it. And John 16 said, if you ask in the Father's name, you shall receive from him. Well, who's doing it? You or the Father? And then where's the Holy Ghost in that? I love mysteries. We are in the realm of mysteries right now. Even Paul prays in Ephesians 3. So you see, he supplies all your need natural. There's natural provision. Somehow, the spiritual inheritance that's 100% spirit converts and creates natural manifestation, natural demonstration. Materializes as a conversion of that. What the Lord gave me is how that works. That's the mystery. But tonight we're in the name. Amen. Even Paul was praying for the whole church. Ephesians 3:16. That he the Father would grant you according to the riches of his grace. See, the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory. When you hear riches of his grace, riches of his glory, all spiritual blessing in heavenly place, you're talking about the fullness of everything the Father's given to Christ in his name. He put it in his name. Listen to me. This is very important. Before Jesus came here, he had all this already. He was the only begotten of the Father. He did all this for you and for me. He did all this to restore the inheritance of what Adam lost. He had to place it there. Now, I said this before, I'm going to say this. You remember when Daniel prayed? You remember he finally got the answer and Gabriel came down? And Gabriel, I mean, two archangels were involved in his prayer life. That's pretty amazing. Gabriel comes down, look, Daniel, we heard you the first day you prayed. Michael's been contending with the prince of Persia for 21 days. As awesome as that was, God changed all that. Because he was praying from an earthly position. And it took him 21 days to get that answer down. And Gabriel brought it down, but Michael cleared the heavens out. Christ cleared all those heavens by letting you come above them. That's why the position is so important. When you pray, you don't pray here. When you pray, enter in through the door. When you pray, shut the door. When you pray, the day that I bring you to where I am in the Father, then you're going to pray. And there's a very important reason why we do that there, because there's a direct transference that's made from the Father to you. Now, it's important to understand when you're praying the Father, you're going to be led of the Holy Ghost. You're not just going to be doing shotgun praying. When you're in the Father, He's going to love you. All of your motives are going to get dealt with. A lot of stuff happens with the love of the Father. It gets you aligned. It gets you everything. He just has a marvelous way about Him. He becomes the essence of your life. He takes your neediness out of you. When He takes your neediness out of you, then He'll start giving you stuff. Because you're not needy. If you're needy, you can't have enough stuff to fulfill neediness. And God's not just about giving you stuff, stuff, stuff. God's about loving you first. It's about loving Him. It's about having everything met first. But He's still very much concerned about your life. It said, His eyes on the sparrow, is He not on you? He says, doesn't your Father know you have need of these things before you ask Him? He's still your Father. He still cares. He cares about your health. He cares about your wealth. Even if you don't have any, He's already cared about your wealth. Amen? You are wealthy. You just got to know how to access it. Amen? Man, there's a difference between answered prayer and the blessing of God that comes on your life. You can have a trade, a skill. You can have an ingenious thought. You can go to college, get a degree that's opening doors for you. And God will bless you. He'll put favor on you. And it'll cause you to prosper. And you can be blessed under an arena of prosperity according to your trade. You could have that and still not know how to pray to Him. But you know how to pray for His blessing on you. But you may not know how to access the kingdom. What we're trying to do is access the unlimited kingdom of God. Now listen to me. If you're too comfortable, you won't do this. That's why I said, blessed are the poor, theirs is the kingdom. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to find out how the kingdom works. If you get too comfortable, I'm comfortable, but you're missing what God really wants. He wants to blow the lid off of it. Amen? Sometimes it's a blessing for God to move you out of your comfort zone. A lot of things I found wasn't because I was comfortable. A lot of things I found in God because I was very much uncomfortable. But now I found His love, and I can't do without it, so it's not an option anymore. I can't live a day. I couldn't even understand now how to live a day without being with Him. I would be a fish out of water walking around stumbling about. I mean, that's just how amazing it is. Are you getting more of a revelation of what it means to pray in the name? Are you seeing, you're praying for what's in the name? Notice what He said to Paul, Acts 20. Brethren, I commend you the grace, the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. I remember when Pastor Chuck broke that verse. He's able to build you up and give you an inheritance. 2 Corinthians 8, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty have been made rich. He substituted Himself. I was in the Father the other day, and He was loving on me, and He showed me the vision of His Son hanging on that cross, naked. He allowed Him to ultimately be shamed and stripped of every earthly possession. He became, and then the spirit of poverty came on Him. He took the poverty. He took your sin and death. He took the spirit of poverty. You know there's a spirit involved of poverty? There's poverty, then there's a spirit of poverty. Then there's generational poverty. That's a hard thing for people to get out of. Even if they get money, they'll win the lottery and they'll go right back in because it's generational and it's all up in their belief system and it resows itself. To break that, they got to come out of that mold. He took that and was buried. He says, whereby when He did that, He received an inheritance for you and your family, for your generations, for your calling and for your destiny. It's sitting in His name. Your blessing, here's what the enemy will want to do. Have you work for it the rest of your life. He will easily try to replace what's in the name of Jesus. Quickly try to replace it. But he gets you into his system to give it to you but make you work for it for a lifetime. His system is what we got to get out of. Jesus paid the price, but there's riches and glory for us. There's a blessing for us if we know how to access. Amen. This is what God's teaching us. Isaiah 65, he said, I'll bring a seed out of Judah, out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. Mount Hebron was a mountain in Judah. And mine elect, and my elect shall what? Inherit it, and they will what? Dwell there. He inherited the mountain of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Caleb, David, Solomon. He inherited all that, and it's sitting in his name. He says, my elect will come and dwell with me. Say, my elect will inherit and will dwell with me. Mount Hebron's in his name. What we want is Mount Hebron here. Mount Hebron has an innate ability to hugely multiply. We're talking about kingdom multiplication with Mount Hebron. God supplying your needs is for you and your family kingdom multiplication, wealth transference. That's Mount Hebron. We're not talking about Mount Hebron tonight, but that's part of what's in his name. Amen. Isaiah 9, unto us a child is born, unto us a son has been given, the government is upon his shoulders. See, he inherited the government, the increase of his government and peace. There's no end. All that's in his name. That's part of the inheritance of Benjamin. It's yours, and it's in the name of Jesus. Okay, look at Psalm 68. This is big. He ascended on high. Psalm 68, 18. He has led captivity captive. Notice what he said. He says he's received, say received, gifts for men. Now, Paul picks that up in Ephesians. Now, watch this. Notice what Paul says in Ephesians. He says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. And what? Gave gifts. And he talks about those gifts a couple of verses later. He gave what? Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. And you can add governments, helps, and diversity of tongues with that. That's the other three of the eight operation. Now, what does that mean? When he ascended on high in the right hand of God, the Father gave him the spiritual government of the church. He gave him every office of apostle, every prophetic office, every office of evangelist, every office of teacher, helps, governments. Your office is sitting in the name of Jesus. The Father gave it to him. What happens? He ascended on high, and guess where he gives it? On high. He gives the office from that position. When you hang out with him there, you find out who you are. When you hang out with him, you find out what he's called you to do. When you hang out with him, he transfers his office to you. He is carrying your government. He has it all in his name. Your particular office is like no other office, especially in this generation, to be called in this generation to know what we know. The office, the equipping, and all of it's in his name. He has it all. When we dwell with him, he imparts. He trains. He equips. Isn't that glorious? Isaiah 53, surely, borne our sicknesses, carried, all of that was a redemption chapter. Surely borne our sickness and carried our pains. So Christ bears our sickness and infirmity on the cross. Every sickness, every infirmity, all of it came upon him. The Roman centurion looked at him and this must be the Son of God. You couldn't even tell it was a man hanging there. The infirmity, the sin of the world caused him to contort. And he buried all that. And when he was raised up, he received the healing of the nations. He received all power for every sickness and every disease in his name. Why can't we get healed? How many of you have ever had a sickness and asked the Father to heal you in the name of Jesus? Why can't that process be easier? How many of you sat there and spoke to it for, and spoke to it and it is still there? I'm going to show you how to receive tangible and intangibles. It's the same process, except when it converted. There's a conversion process for tangible need, converts to tangible need, It converts to an intangible healing that manifests tangibly in your body. That is the problem. A lot of people are asking the Father, and they're looking for Him to manifest it. He doesn't do the manifesting. He does the transferring out of the name of Jesus. The Father authorizes the transaction to come out of the name of Jesus. We're going to start seeing answered prayer. Amen. To get Him to do that, which He's more than willing to do, because it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You can read it like this. It's Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom out of the name of Jesus. Because it's going to flow out of Him. It's your Father's good pleasure to get Him to do that. I promise you, if you can learn to receive His love, you're going to receive His kingdom. Amen? That's why the Lord's first mission is to get you to the love of the Father. Amen? Once He starts clearing the channel out, guess what's coming behind love? The whole kingdom. You're going to participate with the God of the impossible. We all are. We're going to participate and receive. I'll tell you this, you're not responsible to manifest what the Father gives. Therefore, you don't receive what you're asking for. You receive something else. You're receiving something.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.